Well, the fight over Brett Kavanaugh is over. The Republicans win despite what many of them call a smear campaign against him. Brett Kavanaugh ascends to the Supreme Court. Democrats, many women on the Democratic side, say it's a step backward for them. They still side with Dr. Ford. Only a month away until Election Day. Which side has the most to gain and which side has the most to lose? Joining us right now, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. And it's really a split decision here. I mean, both sides think they can use this Supreme Court fight to their advantage. Republicans have been shrewd. They have tried to turn the question from women as victims of sexual assault to men as victims of unfounded, as you point out, smear campaigns. And that is working in some places, particularly more conservative areas. And the fact is that the key Senate battlegrounds tend to be more conservative states, North Dakota, Missouri, Indiana. In those states, this issue is probably going to help Republicans. But in the suburban districts where college-educated white women are a critical electorate, and the battle for the House, it probably helps Democrats. So it's a mixed bag here. But one of the problems for Republicans, the president said over the weekend, the Kavanaugh fight was a gift to Republicans from a political point of view. That's a fair point, but it's a month away from the election. That enthusiasm can cool, and after all, Kavanaugh won. And at the core of the Republican campaign is a campaign of grievance, just as you said, Paul, a smear campaign. Well, it's harder to keep people excited after you win than keeping them irritated and angry after you lose. And so in some ways, that dynamic does help Democrats.
Certainly what Election Day is all about is getting out the vote, getting Republicans to the polls, getting Democrats to the polls. There probably aren't a lot of voters out there that weren't sure who they were going to vote for coming up. It's more a matter of getting them to cast a vote, right?
Well, Paul, that's a good point, and that's always true, particularly in an off-year election, where the vote tends to be much less than in a presidential year. You don't have a highly symbolic candidate at the top of the ballot to rally people and around national issues. But getting out the vote is critical. And the Democrats failed in that in some key states during the last election. They were not able to galvanize their voters, particularly younger voters, minorities who had been energized by Barack Obama but were not nearly as enthusiastic about Hillary Clinton. And in some ways, Democrats are better off this year. The irony is, Paul, that women voters in particular are far more energized and far more committed this year than they were when there was a woman at the head of the ticket. So there's a real irony there.
It's going to be an interesting month, no doubt about it. The crystal ball remains murky at this point, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does. The most likely outcome a month away, Paul, is that the Republicans keep control of the Senate. They only have a two-vote margin, but as everybody who's followed politics this year knows, the key battlegrounds are almost all in red states and some heavily red states. You have Heidi Heitkamp, the senator from North Dakota, a Democrat who voted against Kavanaugh, in deep trouble. But that's basically a Republican state. Incumbent Democrats in Indiana, Missouri, Montana, West Virginia, all of them uphill battles. But in the battle for the House, the landscape shifts and favors Democrats because so many of the key swing districts tend to be in the suburbs. They tend to be voters who are better educated. And you have the energizing force of women voters. Latest NBC poll I saw showed that for the House, Paul, men favored Republican candidates by 3 points, 47 to 44. Women favored Democrats by 25 points.
Wow.
58 to 33. That gives you a snapshot. That could all change, but gives you a snapshot of how powerful the gender gap is. And Republicans, they look at those numbers and say, we're not going to shift a lot of those female votes. What we can do is energize men to compensate for that gender gap, and that's why you've seen so much emphasis from Republicans in the last week on the unfairness toward Kavanaugh, and Trump saying at one point during a rally, think of your brothers, think of your sons, think of your of your fathers who could be unfairly attacked for sexual assault. It's an attempt to stir up male anger to match the energy and enthusiasm of women voters this year.
Yeah, we'll see if they can keep that message going for the next month. Steve, always appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Anytime, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.